This is Greg Tingle recording for Media Man Australia. We're speaking to the CEO of Banana TV, James Vernon. Welcome to the program, James.
Thank you, Greg.
My pleasure. Well, I do a lot of internet surfing in my line of business, online media combined with offline media, and we've recently become aware of Banana TV. Tell us all about what is Banana TV. Yes, well, that's one of the great aspects of the medium, the internet. Combine that with broadcasting, and yes, we do in fact have a worldwide audience. So that is uninitiated. That's your background in broadcasting and internet, James?
My background is actually as a film producer from Financia, where we finance quite a lot of Australian and Hollywood-type productions, Jim Carrey movies and things of that nature. And we became saturated with the internet and dot-coms around about the time everybody else did.
Haven't we all?
We saw that there was a window of opportunity broadcasting on the internet that hadn't been really taken up in the way that we existed, which was to create an actual freeway television station that could be replicated on the internet at the present time, and coming from a producing open motion pictures and television series point of view, as opposed to a web background, which quite a lot of the types of operations that are around the world are still coming from a web mentality as opposed to a motion picture television mentality.
Yes, well, I can relate to what you're saying there. I've sort of got somewhat of a hybrid where I'm a part-time TV presenter with Sydney's Channel 31. I've worked for some of Australia's and indeed the world's top ISPs, and I'm also internet savvy, and I've been told I'm a damn good interviewer. So basically we're using the internet as yet another tool, as of yourself, but we actually don't have the large amount of experience in movie producing and the like. So why would your Banana TV be a success where so many others have failed, James?
What's the barometer for success? Sitting revenue or success still staying alive while all others fall to the wayside?
Well, I think you're right. That is actually what we're getting at. You've basically been successful in both. You've been around for how many years now in the internet space, and how long producing?
It's coming up to 2 years for Banana to be in business and continually building an audience throughout that period. But I think success, the major success, the revenue success will come in years to come and not necessarily now. So it's really a matter of perfecting the product rather than perfecting revenue.
I understand. So while Banana TV continues to be broadcast in the internet space, so I understand that you're involved in one or two key projects of an offline nature, producing regular TV shows and the like? Okay, so for those interested parties out there, would, if you don't mind disclosing, would Banana TV as its own entity be a loss leader at the moment, or is it more of just a supplement to your existing projects?
I'd say it's a project that we believe will return huge returns in the distant future. I don't think it's a somewhat more lost leader, but certainly the revenue is not as great as one would hope at the moment. But it's really a matter of attrition and staying in the market while all others fall about you. We really are in essence, obviously not in a traditional financial revenue sense, but in essence we are what Rupert Murdoch wants to be, and that is a global force in television. Mm. 24/7, and if you've got a computer anywhere in the world, in Russia, in Paris, in UK, London, USA, Australia, you can watch any of our shows 24/7. That's effectively what Rupert Murdoch is trying to achieve. With that in a very primitive sense, unless we are already there.
Yes, we recently spoke at the Australian Media Forum number 2 to Foxtel CEO Kim Williams, and Kim was confident that the Foxtel business model will in fact be successful where the Optus ITV stage, and it got up to stage two of the commercial trial, and then it was subsequently the plug was pulled on it. But yourself just got obviously visions of this being successful. What are the most popular aspects of the website today? From someone on the other side of the world calling all Tingles, as in those that have the surname Tingle, to join in with an internet group there. So I mean, I don't need any convincing myself on that matter. So yes, the internet does have that vast appeal, and I think those that have sort of tried to shoebox in a certain demographic saying it's skateboarders only or whatever are certainly off the track, because I don't a skateboard, nor do I have earrings. And we get a lot of media savvy people looking at our website, and there's a constant craving for quality content. So tell me, explain the process between basically the idea and the concept and getting that content together, that the announcers to broadcasting that live on the internet or archives, whatever the case.
Within that broad demographic we're reaching at the moment, the shows range from Dog Trees to Genealogy to discussion about soap in America, and generalisation of certain television shows to a fairly youth-oriented show, talking about bands and how to become a band manager, how to become a producer of records and so on. So it's a pretty broad demographic. And some shows are constantly up, like the Dog Show, the Dog Trees show would bring once it's up, it stays there. Other shows have a much shorter shelf life, such as a show about American Idol or Australian Idol or about Survivor or whatever. Basically, only lasts as long as the television show lasts. And they're more weekly based, whereas the Dog Show, people will come in and watch the Dog Show once and then go away. Whereas with the Survivor show, there's quite a repetitive audience that watches our summarisation of, say, Survivor every week.
Yes.
And that audience is building and building. We're thinking that's where the main argument audience is for Banana TV, is in the more current shows as opposed to the non-current shows.
I see, yeah, some content and programming obviously dates more than others. So ideally, how many different channels, if you like, do you see operating? Like with commercial TV obviously having around five or six or so, and then they've got ABC and SBS. How many main channels will you make available on Banana TV?
It's endless. What we do though is we've come to the conclusion that the product has to be very highly focused for a particular demographic. It has to be, it can't be of a general nature, it has to be of an extreme view about a particular aspect, whether it be dog training or genealogy. Those shows only deal with those specific subjects, or a summarisation of the Survivor television series only deals with that particular subject. That has a different factor to it, and that's what drives the audience to the show.
Yes. Have anyone other than myself suggested that perhaps some sort of program covering the media business, like an internet version of Media Watch or the radio version of the Media Report, may attract quite a substantial audience?
It probably will. it's very difficult to stay absolutely on the ball with a small budget that we deal with. One of the reasons why we stay in budget in business is because our budgets are quite low. So that to do a show such as that, you really need to be on the ball. You need to be producing that show to a significant degree each week. And our budgets wouldn't necessarily allow that to happen.
Does all the footage get put together in one or two particular studios, or do you ever accept tapes in from current TV presenters that may have gigs in other channels?
We're looking at that, but at the moment, every one of our 200 episodes is being produced by us here at Milford's Point in Sydney.
May I ask how many staff are part of Banana TV?
Well, it varies on who's doing what. But in terms of permanent staff, it's only four people, and then there's presenters and actors and so on coming back and forth.
Where do you source a lot of your talent from?
They're essentially actors that we know through our motion picture business.
Okay. And what are some of your current projects, and what are you mainly focused on at the moment?
Well, we've got we're producing about five regular shows a week at the moment. One is the serialisation of Australian Idol. Another show deals with 30 people on the daytime soaps, the American daytime soaps, on the American schedule, not on the Australian schedule. Another show is the Zaga, which is looks at all the Zaga is on behind the scenes of the UQ football team. Then we have two shows about the ASL and one about the NRL. They're produced every week without fail. Then our shows will do it as they arrive, as they're edited and so on. Shows about the family tree, shows about the dog and so on, they put to air intermittently.
Excellent. And what else should our audience today know about Banana TV? Obviously, you've got a website set up, bananatv.com.
Yes. The shows that we're looking to do in the future are slightly bigger in budget and quality. The one that we're going, which we're going to have a lot of fun doing, is doing a Bizarro show about behind the scenes of the World Cup, which is being here in Sydney. And we're going to start 2 weeks before the World Cup starts, and we're going to have a look at all the goings on of the teams and the bizarre moments behind the scenes rather than the actual football itself. From that, we go on to the new survivors, which starts in America. And we'll be taking a look at that. The way we do that is that we digitise the show in America. We FTP it. We bring it down from there, and we encode it here. We watch the American show. We then go into the studio and shoot our show based on the show that we just watched, and then we put that to air. And that all happens within about 3 hours of the show going to air in America. So it's quite a process in capturing and shooting and more or less producing the show based on an American show that's only just gone to air.
Yes, it's certainly interesting and exciting stuff, and Media Man Australia's delighted to be assisting in this minimal aspect at the moment, and we will continue to monitor your progress and have some offline discussions with you, James, as to further ways we can work in with you. And it's going to be a delight to be able to make this interview available via audio stream to a worldwide audience. So final thoughts and final words of wisdom regarding Banana TV to our loyal audience out there.
Well, we do think that once people start watching their computer on their television, is at the time that they start watching Banana TV as a real free-to-air television station. So, we're of the view that broadband will eventually overtake all other forms of media, and we're there at the cutting edge of it. That's sort of years down the track, but nonetheless, we're right there now.
Yes.
And we think that this thing is bigger than size bread.
That's what I think. That's why we're in the new media internet business as well. It's going to be big, and we're already starting to get the results. So it's been a pleasure speaking to you, James. We will be in touch a lot more, and we will endeavour on getting this interview live for the whole world to listen to later on today. This has been Greg Tingle, reporting for Media Man Australia. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.